Today, we celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Lord. The psalm of the day is Psalm 16. The first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. The epistle is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, and the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the epistle reading from Paul's letter to the Colossians. He will read that for you now, and he will read the Gospel of our Lord according to St. Matthew, with the sermon for this Sunday titled, How the Story Ends.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus. Why are we so surprised and shocked by death? Especially when Jesus has stated for the record, "I am the resurrection and the life." But death has a way of doing that, of deafening our ears to the powerful promises of Jesus. And the death of Jesus himself had been so traumatic, so gruesome, that it had almost obliterated our Lord's promise, "After 3 days, I will rise." And so, as the women hurried to the cemetery that morning, they were no different than us. We've all been there. Many of us know how devastating it is to walk among tombstones with tears in our eyes. We felt the pain of parting with those we love. That pain is a reminder that death is the enemy, the last enemy to be destroyed. The wages of sin is death. Those words promise a terrible payday which none of us can avoid for long. But surprise, surprise, the Jesus who received our payday of death in his own flesh on the cross didn't stay dead. This is the resurrection gift. And that's the great news first delivered by an angel. Do not be afraid, for I know you seek Jesus who is crucified. He's not here. He has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. The tomb was only temporary. The grave couldn't contain him because Jesus is, in his flesh, the resurrection and the life. He was put to death for our sins, the Bible says, and raised for our justification. Every sin of every sinner is answered for on the cross. No one can say that they have not been died for by God's beloved Son. We stand justified, right, righteous, holy before God because Jesus died and rose again. And those two facts go together. At the cross, your debt was paid. And at the resurrection, the dividends are dished out in full. In the reading from Colossians 3, St. Paul makes this connection for us. You have been raised with Christ, he says. Baptized into his death and life, you have been raised with Christ. That's Romans chapter 6. You have died, and you have been raised with Christ. His resurrection is yours, now, already, through faith in him. Though we still live in the flesh, which is destined to die, yet in Christ we live. All that is Christ's is yours, everything. His death, his life, his glory, all these are yours in him. So this new reality, this resurrection reality, calls for a new way of thinking. Set your minds on things that are above, Paul tells us, not on things that are on earth. Seek the things that are above. Set your sights on the resurrection. Look up. Lift up your hearts. This doesn't mean that we walk around with our heads in the clouds and disengaged from life in this world. Right here on earth, we've got vocations and responsibilities and jobs and families and communities. But we do that work as those redeemed by Christ the crucified and those who anticipate a new life, a resurrection life. We do that work. We live that life as Easter people. We live as those who are in the world but not of the world. The world doesn't define you, Christ defines you. The world doesn't tell us who we are, Christ does. The world doesn't give us life, Christ does. And as we walk this way by faith, we are unsurprised by suffering, unsurprised by trouble, unsurprised by tribulation, and by our own weakness and death. Because we know the truth of this day of the resurrection. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears on that great and glorious last day, then you also will appear with him in glory. With your mind set on things above. It means that you're not pulled into a vortex of despair and doubt by what you see and hear in this world every day, wars and rumors of wars, the despair of our politics. Don't be surprised. Don't be afraid. Do not have your mind conformed to the things of this world. Christ is alive. The resurrection of Jesus not only means that you don't have to be afraid to die, you don't have to be afraid to live. Your life is hidden with Christ. He is not here, that is, not in the tomb, but he is here, present among us in this life, by his word, his baptism, his very body and blood. There you will find him, crucified, risen, reigning, ruling all things for you, for your life, for your forgiveness, and your salvation. Every Sunday is Easter. Every Lord's Day is a resurrection celebration. Easter means that we know how the story ends. No surprises, no fear in this life. only the joy of Jesus and the confidence that Jesus is risen indeed, and in him, a whole world of forgiven sinners like me and you will rise too. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We join all Christians today in confessing our holy faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who, with the Father and the Son, together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy, Christian, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
O Lord, hear us as we pray in your name and as you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining our celebration of the resurrection of our Lord. Go in peace and serve the Lord.